10-minute pod sitting in my car. I I know, look, man, I know people don't want me to laugh about the Rogers thing. I want to be sensitive about this. And this remains the best version of the pod. Like, my cornball instincts, of course, before Spotify stopped letting me use music, is to put together the thing I don't think people know about or appreciate about montages is the more cliche, like, to me it's funnier if it's "I Will Remember You." Like, I could sing "I Will Remember You" like a Aaron Rodgers montage, but the more obscure, it's not as funny the more obscure it is. To me, and the Jets win. The Jets just won in a game presented by DraftKings. I actually, my conspiracy brain actually doesn't believe that, but it's just really, really sketchy. Josh Allen now kind of looks like Dante Culpepper used to look, where it's just everything is like, it's like if you were a kid, you used to play 500. Did people play 500? Was that just a Milwaukee thing? 500 was a game where but I'm sure there's versions of this everywhere where just one guy throws the ball up and you. But as he throws it, he decides. Basically, you stand in the alley or you stand in a street or you're on the playground. And it's like darts, but the inverse of darts where you're trying to get up to 500. But the passer will arbitrarily decide how difficult the pass he's throwing, but just yell 75. And then if you catch it, it's 75 or yell 200 or whatever. But nobody was ever really checking how many of you. It was like sort of like on the honor system. And so that's like, but that's Josh Allen just throwing the ball up and being like 500. I can't summarize the Rodgers thing, and I feel like I have talked about the Rodgers thing, like the Chris and Giannis thing. Are takes that I'm sort of passionate about, and I'll die on those hills. And honestly, like, if people don't like those takes, I like it more because it's so obviously true. And but I do have a degree of sensitivity to the people with the Aaron Rodgers thing. But hey, that busters off my team now, and I can go back to being a Packers fan. By the way, Packers are 1-0. Packers are 1-0. Justin Fields isn't a quarterback. And I got to watch just about all of that game. The ball, the ball still doesn't really come out of his hands. It seems like it. I mean, yeah, compared to Favre Rodgers, no. But the ball doesn't come out of his hand fast enough for me. It like has plenty of velocity once it gets going, but it's almost like Vic, where Vic kind of coiled his arm back like a cobra. And then it like all of a sudden there was this like late burst to it, but it's we beat the Bears. And that's what sports is. Playing your rival, wish the NBA had some more of this sauce, playing your rival and that being sufficient. Like sending the Bears home, the Bears fan, like it's just punching the Bears fans in the gut was enough. But I'm stumbling in my words because I want to remember before I forget that Brennan Olin. I want to say it's called Talking Ball with B. I want to say that's the name of the podcast. Outstanding 45-ish minute. Very critical of Giannis, kind of year by year by year. This is the year he missed these free throws, but like fair, but like. Really good homemade podcast, and this is what you should want from the fan podcast to me is just people having a take and letting it fly. And so I would advise, again, I would be on my computer and this would take 4 hours because I would be OCD about making it and I would splice that in. I'm not doing any of that stuff anymore, but I can like sneak away. And recording my car for 5 minutes. So that's what I'm gonna do. What I think is fair to say. Here's what I think is fair to say. And let me know if this is something that's more on your wavelength, because we could talk about, like, I don't want to go, I don't know how to summarize in one take the Hackett thing with Rodgers and all the distasteful stuff with Rodgers through the years, all the how just unlikable I've always found him. And so my biases are always confirmed with this, because I've never liked him and always thought he was a choker and always thought he was a stat padder and always thought that he only took risks when he got people to jump off sides and all that kind of stuff. So those are my priors. I don't, you know. So, yeah, it's funny. it's funny. I do think now that the Jets came back, there's a really good chance that he's not out for the year and he comes back and it's 2-3 and and we'll be hearing about this all year. So I think that the Jets starting 1-0 as Josh Allen sells is something that you just have to consider. I think though Packers fans are being cowards emotionally with this second round, first round pick thing. And we have to look at all these things in the context of Giannis. But where was all this? Yes, I'm talking about Favre, but I'm not really. I would be saying this anyway. Like, this is why I don't believe that sports should actually allow you to trade a draft pick and be like, yeah, but it's top 10 protected, though. Or then it carries over to 2027. But you know, if it's in the top three, then it's no. It's like you should have to trade a pick. You trade a pick and see what happens. Packers fans can, like, it's the five stages of grief, right? This was a slow motion. Like, I never really thought Brett Favre was going to play for another team. So I always perceived, and again, in my young manhood, I always perceived that the gunslinger was going to take as much time every offseason and he was going to try to push to get Tony Gonzalez and Randy Moss and these guys, which, of course, would have been smart. But it wasn't ever like he was angling to go to another thing, because Brett Favre loved being the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, which is something that Aaron Rodgers never really appreciated in the same way. With that being said, what I was saying before, I want to come back to this point. What someone should make as a side point, I would buy this T-shirt. I am one who... Not that I would ever put this up in my house, but the janky artwork where it's like MLK and Malcolm X and George Floyd and you know, Kaepernick shooting dice and with cash in it. Like, I've always enjoyed that. And I would, if someone drew a picture of like Mikowski, Favre, Rogers, Starr doing whatever in a homemade way, I would buy that on a T-shirt. Somebody get on that. But yeah, so like Favre wanted to stay in Green Bay. That was kind of the thing. You can say passive aggressive. You can say all the other stuff. You can say, you know, I'm sure right now, like there's some poor child with a bowl of oatmeal and Brett Favre like slapped it out of their hand, like slapped the spoon out of their mouth, right? Whatever you want to say about all that stuff. Favre wanted to be the quarterback of the Packers. Rodgers clearly didn't value that. But it's the same thing. Like, so when we talk about these sports things, it's the same thing with the Lillard thing, where fans go through the five stages of grief, where it's like a slow, slow, slow motion car crash. And because of that, like, you have to, like, there's always going to be a percentage of dudes who are like, well, fine, then go. And if you respond to that, fine. I don't think there's really a right or wrong way to grieve about this kind of stuff. It's like, well, this guy is going to force his way out. And what Olin was talking about in the podcast, which it's the first time I've really heard anybody but me kind of say this, is there's a weird unaccountability of the modern athlete where, like, well, a lot of these years we lost because of Giannis. Like, because his final Super Saiyan form is a title winner, but everything else is going to hurt you. And then it kind of falls back to that Dwight Howard level. And you can like say, well, why did you miss 27 free throws? But I guess what I'm saying is, if people perceive that Giannis is going to do this, we're going to go through this whole thing all over again. And so I think the hedge that fans were allowed to have, where it's like, oh yeah, but we're doing it, like, get out of here with the difference between a first round pick and a second round pick. Like, have a take here. Either decide, which is totally fine, I'm done with that guy, carry the G, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Or you can say, I love this guy forever. You can get mad at your fellow fans for cheering when he gets hurt, or mad because people cheer when he wins, or you can do any of that kind of stuff. But I don't think it's in any way appropriate for the modern millennial Zoomer fan, whatever, to be like, well, I'm just, the smart thing with my pocket protector and calculator is to just be like the pick. Like, the pick, that's weak sauce. Oh, well, I guess I'm just rooting for the pick, so I get to root for him. It's like, no, if you want to be a Jets fan, be a Jets fan. And if you want to say I have dual citizenship, say that also. Certainly, I rooted for the Jets and the Vikings. Shocking admission by me. It's not. Right. I want to see how that went. By the way, nobody wants to hear me say this. It is hilarious that the Saints brutalized Brett Favre so much that they had to change the rules with like high low hits and like playing, and Aaron Rodgers just Mr. Glass, just first play, just done. But again, that's not for me to say, right? Many, many years he was healthy the whole time. So you know, it's all cope. Everything is a cope, and I'm not really mad at the people who are coping. I just think it's a cop-out. You should decide how you feel about this and, like, own it. And but the dude got hurt in the first play. It is kind of odd. Somebody else remarked in this. It was just Robert. Somebody else remarked in this. Everyone has kind of agreed that sports leagues need to get into gambling because that's where the revenue stream is now. It is, like, obviously Josh Allen just had a really poor game, but they're leaning into it with the commercials about the script of the NFL, and the NFL is starting to get into that. We can just kind of do anything kind of zone, which is, it's just, some things are better left for, like, jokes online, but, like the announcer shouldn't be doing it. I do agree with whoever said that, like, the, it's weird to me, like, so if there's a leg whip at the end of a kickoff, you can say, oh man, they missed that, oh, that's tough, oh, you know, it's always weird the sheen that kind of announcers put on something or don't put on something. There was, like, when the Bears started to look like perhaps they were going to come back, and they were like, well, this hit to the head, well, that's not really a hit to the head. That didn't affect it. And then sometimes, you know, obviously sometimes they're like, well, letter of the law, that's an easy call. Well, that's an easy call. The official's going to see that. It's an easy call. And it's like, well, so what makes you decide that this play, I say, well, that's, you know, it's a total incidental contact thing. I feel like this is sort of incoherent. I put out a uniform video, I think since the last time on my podcast, I did like a quickie Javon and Wes video. By the way, with the Javon and Wes video made me kind of realize that I was a little hard on Zora, and that Zora really had a talent as a sideline presence. Like, I was watching kind of her interview. They're like in a hotel ballroom or something, her and Javon, and you're kind of watching. You know, she was just a sideline reporter. She just never should have been on the mic. Like on the mic for the game, on the mic for the games. Like, there's, it just wasn't in her skill set, but it is kind of odd that, I don't know. So this goes back to Katie. This goes to everybody. It is kind of, I think there is sort of a Wisconsin loyalty with all these kind of things where people just want Euchre or McLaughlin or Paschke, or there's something unique to Milwaukee where they want personalities, radio personalities or TV personalities, to be around forever. And so new management has not felt that way with the Bucks, which is like kind of reason 999, where everything seems so transactional and brief. But even, was it Roz something gold? Even with that, with the Warriors, it is weird. Like people, I remember when she first hit, And it seemed like she was going to be like a warrior standby. But after a while, those are just transitional jobs in the NBA now, in a way that it kind of wasn't when OJ was on the sidelines forever. Ahmad Rashad was like that guy for the NBA forever. And it just, I don't know. But Zora, who I feel like I bagged on her a year ago for just being so terrible on the mic, in the play-by-play role, where really it was kind of a weird thing where she was supposed to be announcer, but she ended up kind of doing play-by-play because Marcus kind of had to drive the bus. That's the whole thing. I just, again, want to say that she really had a pretty good rapport with some of these interviews I was pulling for that. Is there anything else? Packers are 1-0, but it felt good to root for the Packers again. And whatever happens with this season, that's been pretty cool. The Giannis, I think I talked about the Giannis comments, right? Let's have some Bucks talk. I haven't been following the team. Campaign is apparently. Does any of this stuff move? So I guess the bigger question for everyone is, does any of this move anyone one way or the other until the game's going? Because I understand if you feel like this moves you. Does shirtless Chris Middleton move you? Like, do the summer videos move you? Does Portis in the Olympics, does any of this stuff do anything? Steve Pelishek asked about the world champions. The NBA champions are still the world champions to me. But either way, I guess the real answer, because I think I did say I was going to answer this. Maybe I didn't, but of course, if you want to say that, of course, technically, the NBA champion is not the world champion. It's a distinction without a difference, though, is the short version of that. Like, what's the difference, though, honestly? It's like saying, it's like the people who say wins aren't a quarterback stat. Well, we want to know if the quarterback won, so wins are a quarterback stat. Like, the most important thing about the game is who won. It's like they did this yesterday where they did like Rodgers' first game against the Bears and Love's first game against the Bears, but they didn't say who won. Well, that's why wins is a quarterback stat, because the most important thing about those stats is who won the game. And I don't really recall whether Rodgers won his first game against the Bears or not. I'm sure you listeners know. But that's why that's there, because no one cares. Like, make it the Lions, make it any team. Team A, Team B, Player A, Player B. 25 for 35 with, you know, 3 touchdowns and 1 interception and 20 rushing yards versus, you know, 30 out of 37 for, you know, 2 touchdowns and 1. Like, blah, 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 blah. Who won? Like, what's your record, right? What's your, because that's like the ultimate, like, metric of your success is whether you won. Like, that's whether you were happy or not all week. That's whether, like, and for the players on their level, like, whether they were happy all week and bright. Like, that's why you play the games, is to win. So you can say it's a team effort, but blah, blah, blah. And also, frankly, I can probably end on this. What is this? 1839. Not sure any of this made sense. The dumbest thing that people have said, the dumbest quote for the last 6 years of Rodgers, but just, it's just dumb. I mean, it's like the LeBron, Kobe, Jordan stuff. Like, just dumb online arguments. So I don't get bogged down on that, but just dumb online arguments where people were like, yeah, but look at Brady's defenses. Like, whatever it is, look at X. Look at Brady's defenses versus this. Look at Brady's coaching versus this. And it's like, you don't, like, football is a salary cap sport. And as we found out, offensive lines matter, right? So the dumbest thing was to talk about first-round receivers or any of this. I noticed that all of a sudden now people aren't saying that it was dumb that they drafted Jordan Love. And even though they have Jordan Love, they should draft a quarterback the next time it makes sense in the next couple of years, because you always need more quarterbacks. There's 32 teams, and there's between 5 and 7 great quarterbacks, and there's really only 20 adequate quarterbacks at any given time. So you keep drafting them because there's no way of telling whether these dudes are good or not. With that being said, for Rodgers to have Davante Adams and whoever that dude is, again, I'm not good with the names. It's like, what do they have? At a certain point, they had the best version of Jennings and Driver and Nelson and the tight end whose name slips my mind. Like, they had bomb offenses and pretty good defenses, but you can't have it all. It's a salary cap sport. That's like how that works, right? Did he have enough offense? Yeah. But either way, I mean, football is a sport where the kicker's going to let, like, some aspect of the team is going to let you down. It's your job to rise above that if you can. But you don't get to say, well, yeah, but look at the Patriots defense or look at this. It's like, yeah, yeah. And some teams through the years have had better personnel than the Packers. I remember, like it was unfair in the Favre era that, like, the Cowboys were 1-15 for all those, and it had all those draft picks from the Herschel Walker trade. And then Troy Aikman had some of the most loaded, like, you couldn't hit Troy Aikman. Like, he had the best offensive line of all time, and Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin and Alvin Harper and all these guys, like, and Novacek and all these guys. Like, the Cowboys were loaded and the Niners were loaded, but it just is what it is. The Packers had really good teams there, and they flubbed away a lot of opportunities also. But you can't, I guess what I'm saying is, offensive line, like, the game still is played in the trenches on some level, and, like, you need an offensive line to do other stuff, right? So, you know, it's like you're a chef and you have a bunch of ingredients. Well, you got to make do with the ingredients that you got. But none of this is particularly profound or anything. I'm sitting in my car on my phone because this mess is funny. And if you're mad and you don't think it's funny, like, I get it. But Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. Aaron Rodgers running out with the American flag. Like, I didn't see it live. Like, I took a nap. It was over. It was over before it started, man. And that's great. Zip it up, zip it out. Not sure when the next podcast will be. October something when the buck starts. Maybe we'll get going. But go Bucks.